This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think that's because he was playing, and
he was playing.
And he was playing well. So again, we're still trying to figure that we don't know the answers completely, and he was playing well, you know. We made a decision together to keep playing. He was playing well and able to manage it and tolerate it, which is something that players have to do during the season, or not have to do but choose to do because they can get through things.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Final hour of my time here with you on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Anthony Herron and Sean Sears on the other side of the glass for me throughout the evening. Let's go back out to the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. I'm now joined by Vinny Duber of the Sun-Times. You can find him on social media at Vinny Duber. And Kyle Tucker has certainly been the hot topic. I mean, it was one thing, Vinny, after, a couple of opportunities there. You win, you sweep the doubleheader, get another one, three in a row, take the season series against Milwaukee. Looks like everything is looking up. When Kyle Tucker's out of the lineup, then he's back in the lineup. And now there's suddenly no joy in Mudville. How are you kind of, you know, piecing all this together? What perception do you have of the current state of the Cubs, Vinny?
I mean, certainly it's got to be a bit concerning if you're a Cubs fan, the way that that offense has worked really since the All-Star break, or really, I guess it hasn't worked, right? I mean, this is a team that during the first half of the season on offense, they looked unstoppable. I mean, they built their own big lead in the NL Central. They were right up there with the Dodgers and the Yankees and those elite teams when it came to run scoring. And then the All-Star break came and somebody turned off the water. And now it's kind of, you know, how long is this going to drag on for? Here we are in late August, and they still really haven't figured it out from an offensive standpoint. So, who'd have thought just a couple of months ago that the starting pitching, which everyone was so worried about then, has been the thing that's carried them or kept them afloat, really. While the offense, which was scoring runs like gangbusters, is now the thing that really can't put it together. So when it comes to Kyle Tucker, he's probably the face of this. He's certainly not alone. There's been a lot of guys who have struggled throughout that lineup, but he has struggled mightily, no doubt about it. And, of course, he's the big name, the guy they brought in the offseason to kind of make sure something like this wouldn't happen or lessen the chance of it. And here he is kind of struggling just as bad as anybody.
Right. He's the one who's furthest away from his peak, furthest away from what we know him to be over this extended time in Major League Baseball. You know, like it was great to see Seiya Suzuki mashing the ball through the first half of the year and at times leading the league in RBI and PCA looking like an MVP. But that's not how they've normally looked. Now, you know, we're hoping PCA is going to turn into something like that on a more regular basis here. But Kyle Tucker, peak Tuck that we were getting the first half of the season, that's kind of who he's always been. And so it is more jarring in the expectation with him for carrying the lineup. What do you think makes sense from this point forward then? I mean, obviously the Cubs and Kyle Tucker are going to be the ones making the decision, but I have a hard time thinking that there's not stronger consideration given to just giving him some time off, especially now that it's public knowledge that he at least was, if not still continues, to play through this fractured finger.
Yeah, I mean, certainly that's something Craig Counsell needs to think about. But really, it's all over that outfield, right? I mean, you know, you look at Ian Happ, you look at Pete Crow Armstrong, and you mentioned Seiya Suzuki, who's the DH. Kyle Tucker makes that kind of a foursome, and the guy that I think Cubs fans want to see more of, the rookie they just called up, Owen Casey, how's he going to crack that, right? Because those guys have been the guys that got the Cubs here in the first place. Now, if Kyle Tucker's not right, then he's not right, and that's something that the team brass has to kind of try to figure out. But from what he told us today, he's not feeling really that injury anymore. He doesn't really know or think that it was the cause of what's happened since. And really, I mean, he's got good reason to think that, because he gets that injury sliding against the Reds on June 1st, and June is maybe ends up being the best season or the best month of the season for him so far. It's not till really July where those numbers start to take a dip. Now, could it linger? Who knows? It's possible, certainly. But I think the main thing is maybe trying to find at-bats for Casey in that mix, in that outfield mix altogether. Does Seiya Suzuki need a day here or there? Does it end up that Ian Happ or Pete Crow Armstrong need a day here or there? I don't know if just yanking Kyle Tucker, the guy who you just alluded to, you just mentioned, is supposed to be the consistent presence there, right? Is supposed to be the guy that you can count on. I don't know if yanking him out of the lineup solves this team-wide problem, and just switching him for Casey for an extended bit. I don't know. I think it maybe needs to be a little bit more of a musical chairs type situation, but that's kind of the big problem facing the Cubs right now, is that it's not just one guy. This whole team has really struggled to score runs since the All-Star break.
Has Craig Counsell been asked much about batting Matt Shaw higher in the lineup? Because I know between callers and texters and social media and everything else, been a lot of that going around with folks on the outside of the clubhouse looking in. Has there been much introspection about where Matt Shaw hits, as hot as he's been?
There were some questions about that over the weekend, and I think really the answer kind of came back to Craig Counsell saying, hey, look at this lineup. Look what it did in the first half. Look where it got us. Now, to kind of change course, to try to start pulling other levers when that was such a reliable thing for 3 months, you know, maybe is not the way to fix it all the way around. But certainly, as this keeps dragging on, that argument is harder and harder to make, right? Because you need a spark. You need something to break the team out of this. But really, then you can look to the entire lineup throughout the entire game, throughout the entire week and month, right? I mean, once the first inning or once the first trip through the batting order is over, Matt Shaw isn't necessarily getting the opportunities or converting on the opportunities that he would have later in the game anyway. So I know the idea is obviously get the best players the most at-bats by sticking them at the top of the lineup. And maybe that it does need to happen at some point. But from Craig Counsell's standpoint, at least, he seems to think that, you know, he's going to dance with the date that brung him, so to speak.
Vinny Duber of the Sun-Times, my guest here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And because Matt Shaw's been swinging a big stick, and then Owen Casey has been exciting in the lineup here too, so now there is some youth where you point towards not only the stretch run of this season, but perhaps for seasons to come, a lot to look forward to from the Cubs' perspective, to Owen Casey in particular. In the limited action that we've seen so far with him with the big club, what stood out to you about him?
I mean, coming through in those big moments when in a big game, right? I mean, I think the thing that you always hear from Major League managers and Major League brain trusts when they talk about kids coming up from the minor leagues is, what is the mental and emotional effects going to be? What is it going to be like when they walk into a stadium with, you know, way more people in it than they've ever experienced before? When you add another deck to the stadium, what is the reaction going to be? And you see it both ways, right? I mean, you see guys come in and thrive right away, and you see guys take a long time to get going. I think dropping Owen Casey into the Cubs' most important series of the season, and having him deliver, speaks well to him and speaks well to the way that he's maybe ready from a mental standpoint for the major leagues. Does it mean that he's going to be doing this you know, nonstop for the rest of his career or even the rest of the season? Of course not. But it certainly gives the Cubs confidence, I'm sure, to see that this is somebody who can handle the pressure of the moment and handle the pressure of facing major league pitching, because, you know, on top of just the talent of the competition that you're facing, you know, you're stuck with the moment and the pressure and the environment and everything that was going into this week at Wrigley Field, right? The Cubs and the Brewers and where things stood in the NL Central. And he was one of the most consistent hitters the Cubs had over these five games.
And with a lot of the discussion about Kyle Tucker and then the excitement of Owen Casey coming up, then it seemingly, at least for this week, especially in the midst of some victories, it diminished a lot of the talk about what's wrong with PCA. How come PCA is not an MVP anymore? Is there no more talk about PCA getting the extension right now? Are everyone not as worked up about Pete Crow Armstrong? Well, at the same time, he is struggling. His numbers drastically different than earlier in the season. There's just not as big and broad of a body of work comparing him with where Kyle Tucker had been throughout much of his major league career. But what do you make of where PCA is at right now? There's still a lot of other positives between his athleticism and how he plays center field when he's not getting caught on the base pass, the aggression that he provides and the pressure he puts on opponents while running the bases. So there's plenty of positives, even when he's not swinging the bat that well. But he really ain't swinging the bat that well, Vinny.
Absolutely. And you know, like I said, it's a team-wide thing. But, I mean, in PCA's case specifically, I mean, this is a guy who broke out in the first half of the season. He made the adjustment that you know, was required for him to kind of reach that level. And now the pitchers have adjusted back, right? The league has adjusted back to him. That's what you see throughout baseball. And now it's on him to make another adjustment, to answer what pitching staffs have done to him. He hasn't done it yet. Now, like you mentioned, he is so athletic. He's such a multi-tool player that he's able to still affect the game and come through and deliver for the Cubs, even if it's in kind of a limited opportunity. Because, you know, I think it was Craig Counsell over the weekend or recently rather that said, well, he can do a lot of stuff on the bases, but he's not getting on base. And so, but even in the few times that he is, he's showing it, right? He's showing that he can steal a bag and put himself in scoring position, and that might be the difference in the game. But, yeah, the offense hasn't been there the way that it was in the first half. I mean, you mentioned he was an MVP-type player, no doubt starter, deserving of being a starter in the All-Star game. He's got to make that adjustment back. I mean, he's a young player with a lot of career ahead of him, and this happens to guys when they first break out, when they first come on the scene and first have success. Then it's time for the league to answer. And guess what? That chess match, it's never going to end. So now it's time for him to make a move. However long down the line, the pitchers will make a move again. And that's going to keep going until, you know, his career is over, really.
And Tommy Hotovy was on with Mully and Haw this morning. And he was referencing that, you know, the starting staff wasn't going as well. Relief wasn't going as well at certain points in the season when the offense was carrying things a bit more. And now it's kind of flipped on its head a bit where we just see this pitching staff over and over again responding and showing up and keeping the Cubs in games. And you know, you wrote about it this evening for the Sun-Times, just Shota Imanaga, Showtime as I like to call him, looking capable of being a game one starter in the postseason. What do you make of him specifically, but then the staff as a whole and how well they've been pitching for a while now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just pretty remarkable and also kind of pedestrian at the same time that, like, oh, this is what happens in a baseball season, right? The first half of the year, for Cub fans, the sky was falling because of the uncertainty with the pitching staff, so many injuries, the real desire for Jed Hoyer to go out and get kind of a top-of-the-rotation arm at the trade deadline, which didn't end up happening. And now here you are in late August, and that's the thing that's keeping this team afloat while you're dealing with a month and a half of poor results on the offensive end. That's kind of how baseball works a lot of the time. But at the same time, it's remarkable that these guys have been able to kind of keep carrying that load. Imanaga really is impressive. And I mean, you don't need to remind Cubs fans of that. He was fantastic last season. He's been fantastic when he's been healthy this year. And I think that's really been the case of late. Back-to-back starts at seven innings, not just saving the bullpen, but kind of showing you he can go out and dominate opposing lineups. I mean, the Brewers are the best team in baseball. And he made, you know, one mistake today. He gave up a home run in the second inning, and that's all they got from him. And then he went on to retire 13 guys in a row later in his start. He looks like the kind of guy that Cubs fans were wanting Jed Hoyer to go out and get at the trade deadline, that top of the rotation guy that could be the enormous spark plug for the pitching side of things. Obviously, it would have been nice to pair that kind of pitcher with Shota Imanaga if you're a Cubs fan, but you have that one guy who could go out there and start game one of a playoff series. The question now, though, is what kind of chance is he going to have to be that difference maker in October? Because, you know, where are the Cubs going to end up? Are they going to end up with the top wild card spot hosting a wild card series? Are they going to end up having to go somewhere? Would that being in that wild card position mean that they are short lived in the playoffs, or are they going to end up making this division race interesting and maybe even catch the Brewers? You don't know because of the way the team as a whole is playing right now, but Imanaga and the starting staff in general have been fantastic for basically since the second half of the season started. And if that continues, they're still in this.
Functionally, Vinny, does it impact the way that Craig Counsell and Jed Hoyer kind of go about their business if they are in chase mode, trying to catch Milwaukee for the division versus just trying to keep first place in the wild card? Like, do they function any differently? Is it, you know, about whether or not they do end up resting guys more consistently to be prepared for the postseason? Just wondering if there's one version of how they handle things where they're still trying to push to get back into the division title picture versus if they're just setting themselves up for the postseason run, whatever that may be.
Yeah, I think that's a question for further down the road. I think that there's still enough time, obviously, from a mathematical standpoint, where they still could catch the Brewers. You know, I mean, listen, as unexpected maybe as it was for the Brewers to rattle off all these win streaks here this summer, it could be improbable that they would have a losing streak all of a sudden, and the winds could change again, and the Cubs could find themselves a lot closer than they are right now to first place. So I think they're going to be competing for that until they can't anymore. And so, maybe as we get in, maybe if we're in mid-September and things haven't changed and math is not on the Cubs' side anymore, then maybe they start doing some things to what you were alluding to. But I think right now they're trying to win baseball games to accomplish the goals that they have, you know, in front of them. And until, you know, math counts them out of the NL Central race, I think that's what they're going to try to do, is win that division until they can't win it at all.
Oh, silly math. I guess it's worth paying attention to in baseball, probably more so than a lot of other sports. We know you will track it closely. We look forward to continuing to read everything you write for the Chicago Sun-Times. Thanks as always, Vinny.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a good night.
That is Vinny Duber. You can find him on social at Vinny Duber, covering things for the Chicago Sun-Times. We'll transition back into some football conversation. And specifically, I want to let you know, as we prepare to watch the final preseason game and see the Bears starters take the field yet again tomorrow night, back-to-back games of that, but now some injuries beginning to mount on both sides of the ball, I'm going to give you my rundown on the position groups that I feel best about now that we've reached the latter stages of the preseason, with the regular season only beginning a couple of short weeks from now. Here's my position groups. Let's see how Sean Sears and you guys feel about that as well. We'll do that next on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Darnold, a dart, but it slips right through the fingertips of Kyler Gordon and never gets to Justin Jefferson.
Kyler Gordon is a heck of a player. We'll talk about him in a blitz position as well, but watch how he reads this. Just with his back turned and everything, gets his eyes back on the quarterback, knowing what Justin Jefferson loves to run out of that position. That little dig route that comes from the slot, from the outside. Just a great play by Kyler Gordon.
We're back. Live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Is this, what's his name? Tootsie or Dunze? What's this guy's name?
Shaboozy.
There is Shaboozy. That's his name. Here comes the 2, 10, 3. Yeah, yeah. I had never heard, like, I've heard of Shibuya, and, you know, I'd never heard of Shaboozy until I think it was last Thanksgiving when he was performing at Ford Field.
That's
on national
right.
television.
Yeah, you think, yeah.
And I look up at the TV, I'm like, well, wait a minute, who's, okay, you got a brother with long dreads, and he's kind of got like the cowboy outfit on. Like, wait a minute. So I, like, TV was muted at the moment. And I unmute the TV. Like, wait a minute, what are we looking at? Oh, okay. Is that all right? Like, kind of a hoodie with dreads? All right. I can dig it. But yeah, I always forget his name. Anthony Herron on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. My guy Sean Sears on the ones and twos for me throughout the evening here. And I want to take a moment, just kind of give, because I, you know, just kind of as we're into football season and back into football mode. And of course, tonight talk a lot of baseball, as you know, I tend to get complaints about that. But we're in the baseball season. I don't know if you guys want to hear me talk some football and talk some football with me and whatnot. And we'll get more and more of that going as I'm going to be back all over the station with the football season upon us here. But I did want to give you my assessment of just where things sit from a position group perspective, because I've said it on Fox 32 as I've been on there with Luke Kanellis and Cassie Carlson. We've been out there at Soldier Field for each of the Bears home games so far. Now the Bears are, of course, going to be on the road tomorrow night, going to face the Kansas City Chiefs in their final game of the regular season, and they're going to do so with the Bears starters playing and the Chiefs starters playing. Now, we pretty much knew the Chiefs starters were going to play the whole time, just because that's what Andy Reid does. Andy Reid's going to play his guys, going to play his quarterback, he's going to get them that work. They may not play that long, but they're going to touch the field, and I'm all for that. I'm a very big advocate of getting guys on the field, keeping them lathered up, keeping them in rhythm, letting them play some football, because that's how you get better at playing football. And that's how you maintain your edge in playing football. You know, there's going to be a long time between this final preseason game and the first time they take the field in the regular season. So go ahead and just keep them in rhythm. And especially because there have been so few game reps for the Bears starters from this point, I was pleased to hear Ben Johnson say that they were going to take the field. But comparing this roster with last year's roster, I do feel like it's a more formidable Bears roster. It's a more capable Bears lineup. Now, we'll see. You know, I don't know that they take the field with, you know, the personnel advantage on the majority of the teams they face this season. There's still some commodities who have to emerge and ascend, and we'll see what that ends up looking like. But there are a few position groups that I do feel pretty strongly about for the Bears, and I wanted to at least lay those out for you. So, you know, the reason that highlight that Sean played for you coming out of a break was Kyler Gordon against the Minnesota Vikings. Was that just a member of the Bears' secondary? This, to me, is the Bears' deepest, best, most reliable position group on the field. Kyler Gordon, one of the top nickels in the business, and especially with some of the uncertainty that's there with the health of Jalen Johnson, and now Terrell Smith is going to be out for the season. So there is some uncertainty just with how things sit with the rest of the corners, because they don't seem as deep there right now. Still a question mark on when Jalen Johnson returns to the lineup. And, you know, we'll see. You know, Tyreek Stevenson, I'm still pretty bullish on Tyreek Stevenson, even though, yes, he is immature, and that shows up on the field, and do need to see him get better and better at trying to sort of curtail some of that aggression and feistiness that he plays with between the whistles, and not have that turn into moments that are negative to the team outside the whistles and outside the white lines, and we don't want to see that. But I think overall he's a talented and a physical football player, so I'm still bullish on Tyreek Stevenson. Kyler Gordon, already one of the top nickels in the game. Jalen Johnson, you know, it sounds like the Bears aren't deeply concerned about him having an extended absence, so hopefully he'll be back right off the bat to open up the season. One thing that's really stood out to me between training camp, preseason games here, now they haven't gotten much action in preseason game yet, but in training camp, between Jaquan Brisker and Kevin Byard, not only a level of physicality that we know Jaquan Brisker is always capable of showing, both these guys have been making a bunch of plays on the football. Now, Kevin Byard has had other times in his career where he's shown that. Jaquan Brisker's never made a lot of plays on the ball in flight. He's always shown that he's actually got quality ball skills, but him hitting his landmarks consistently, being fully aware of where the ball's going to end up, because there's some anticipation that goes into quality safety play with that, and that hasn't been his strong suit as a pro. But what we've seen during the preseason here is that there does seem to be an enhanced awareness and an ability to track the football and get himself in position to make plays on the ball in flight. I'm pretty excited about what we may get from a healthy Jaquan Brisker this season. So between Johnson, Gordon, Brisker, Byard, Stevenson, this Bears secondary is one that sets itself up to perhaps be one of the best in the league. So that's my number one position group for the Bears. Number two, the offensive line. Now, I'm almost, like, even just having those words come out of my mouth felt a little uncomfortable, because we all know what the O-line has looked like in recent seasons. But to me, it's a combination of two different things. One, obviously, the personnel up front has been improved. Adding Joe Tooney over the offseason, adding Drew Dahlman over the offseason, adding Jonah Jackson over the offseason. Of course, all those things just make your O-line better from the jump. But then you also have, and Darnell Wright, we've known how talented he is as a right tackle, but then you have coaching that continues to communicate in detail. Now, if he's willing to do it publicly, there's no reason to think it's not happening privately as well, about areas of improvement for a young, talented football player like Darnell Wright. But there's a reason he's not rotating. The left tackle position has been rotating because there's uncertainty there. The Bears don't have any uncertainty about how great their young right tackle can be. But they're going about the business of trying to push him to be at his best, to truly achieve his greatness. So four out of your five spots are guys who you anticipate having the ability to play at a really high level. And also, the Bears will now have what I anticipate to be an offensive system and play caller in place that puts the O-line in positions to succeed. And if you've been listening to me over the years, talking about this Bears offense under various coordinators on this station over the years, one of my biggest frustrations has been that so many of the Bears' offensive play callers, whether it's been a head coach or the OC or someone else who gets promoted to offensive play caller because the current OC, whether it's been the head coach or someone else, Bill Lazor starts calling plays for Matt Nagy or anything else, but they don't call plays consistently with the O-line in mind. That's been one of the great strengths of Ben Johnson as a play caller. There's certain offensive lines in this sport, whether you're talking the Detroit Lions, the Philadelphia Eagles, and others, just like the quarterback position, the majority of the quarterbacks who are viewed as the best in the business have play callers who don't task them with looking like the greatest in the game every single snap. They value the run. They use quick game. They move the pocket. That not only takes pressure off of your quarterback consistently, so it limits the exposure to mistake, to error, to injury, but it also takes pressure off of your offensive line. And up to this point, while he was an OC in Detroit at least, Ben Johnson seemed to call the game through the lens of, how do I accentuate my offensive line? How do I take pressure off of my quarterback? It's what the best offenses in the sport do. It's what the Bears offense has rarely done over the last, let's call it, 7 years. I do believe the Bears now have much more talent up front, but that talent will be accentuated because of Ben Johnson as a play caller. So I've got the O-line as my number two position group. Just doing my top three here. My number three position group for the Bears is wide receiver. Now, I'm sure some of you may have other groups up there. Oh, what about the quarterback position? It's the best QB room in the league. Hey, what about, you know, the defensive line? They spent money up front. And they got veterans. Montez Sweat is healthy. I'm hopeful about those spots, but I'm most confident in what the Bears are capable of at wide receiver by comparison to some of those other position groups. We know DJ Moore is a legit playmaker. Just get the rock in his hands and watch him cook. He's going to be tough to bring down. He is like a big physical running back when he gets the ball in his hands. So whether you do it on a swing pass, whether you do it on an in-breaking route, whether you do it on a now route outside, or occasionally you do it on the deep ball as well, DJ Moore with the football is a problem for the opposing defense. And it does seem they're setting him up to be what many of us now think of as that Deebo Samuel role, a guy who plays wide out, lines up at wide out, but is frequently utilized as an extension of the run game. Or you put a personnel group on the field and then motion him into the backfield. So you put some kind of spread set out there. Say, oh, everybody, get out of the box. They're going to pass the football. Then here comes this wide receiver into the backfield who, from a personnel perspective, you identify as a wideout, but then you put him into the backfield as a running back, and they come smashing you off the football because you put tiny people on defense. DJ Moore has those types of skills, and it seems that Ben Johnson is preparing to accentuate that this season. One of the most, I think, exceptional finds from this offseason. I didn't know about Olamide Zaccheaus when the Bears signed him, but man, during the preseason, has he looked like a find. And that connection that he seemingly has established with Caleb Williams is going to give the Bears passing attack opportunities to be special. I was saying this to some folks on the field at Soldier Field beforehand who were asking me about these things and just talking to some different personnel who are in the know. And what Caleb has begun doing with Rome Odunze and Olamide Zaccheaus, like, it's one thing to begin ingesting the entire playbook and understanding all of what Ben Johnson wants you to accomplish. It's one thing to be able to start communicating that in an authoritative manner as you're in the huddle with your teammates and to break the huddle and direct traffic and do all those things in a timely manner and to do it with a field generalship. All that ends up mattering. But then once the football gets snapped, sometimes, yes, you want to throw the ball perfectly and precisely where it's supposed to go and read the full field and do it exactly as it's drawn up. But as you're working toward that level to really understand and execute the passing aspects of the offense at that level, sometimes it's just about knowing your playmaker and being on the same page with them. And it seems that Caleb Williams and Olamide Zaccheaus have been able to really establish something pretty cool here in quick fashion just over the last few months. And Caleb has talked about a lot of the extra work that they do together. We know he and Rome Odunze have been tight since way back last summer, even before the Bears drafted both of them in the top 10. That's where, like that third down pass that Caleb sailed, or not, didn't sail, but threw a little bit wide of Rome Odunze. Rome had a chance to catch it, but he didn't. Those are the types of plays that need to get made when there's real kismet between a QB and a playmaking wideout. That's the type of play that my impression is. If he throws that exact same ball to Olamide Zaccheaus, Olamide Zaccheaus seems like he probably brings that in. That's where I hope Rome Odunze grows to that point. But even if Rome Odunze isn't consistently that guy, if you get a little bit frustrated with some of those moments, they also now have Luther Burden in the wide receiver room. And the more time he gets on the field, the more comfort he showcases in this offense, the more excitement there rightfully is about what he can bring to the table. You see some of the open field moves. You see some of the bursts. You see the hands. There was a lot in the draft evaluation of what he is as a playmaker in the route tree and with the rock in his hands that was very exciting. And now there's some of it that's showing up on game day. And he's getting a lot of reps in these preseason games, a lot of the reps that he missed in OTAs and minicamps while he was dealing with those soft tissue issues. So there's some depth at the potential playmakers at wide out here, where a guy like Mo Alexander, who's had some nice moments, but maybe he doesn't make this roster, frankly, largely because they just have a bunch of other guys who are going to be in a position to show what they can do and are going to be legitimate contributors within the Bears offense. A lot of folks are excited about J.P. Richardson for a little while. Now, he's a little bit banged up right now, so we'll see what that means anyway, but wide receiver, that's my number three position. So I have the Bears position groups that I'm most confident in right now. Number one, I've got DBs. Number two, I've got O-line. Number three, I've got wide receivers. Sean Sears, where am I crazy?
I don't know. I mean, I feel the same way. Like, I was looking at this team and seeing, like, they just have a ton of depth in places that they just normally don't. But they have a ton of wide receivers that I really like. They have a ton of DBs I really like. Like, Nashawn Wright has looked really good as a guy that I had no clue was a dude. Like, but you said, like, there's a, like was it Jahai Walker from Texas A&M, that wide receiver that showed out in the first game against Miami? Like, had no idea who that guy was. Looked great. there's a lot of skill players. So I'm really excited. The only position group I wish they had more dudes in is running back.
Yeah, right. They could definitely use some more of that. And, you know, some folks would feel like maybe quarterback, because we heard the comment the other day, Ben Johnson feels like they got the best QB room in the league. I wouldn't put that in the top three position groups on this team yet, because, frankly, I'm waiting to see what Caleb is going to do. You know, how big of a step is he in a position to take this season? Beyond that, the defensive front. Does Montez Sweat look like the Montez Sweat of 2 years ago? Or does he look like the Montez Sweat he's looked like every other season of his career?
Yeah.
You know, how great is Javon Dexter prepared to be? You know, is there another leap that he takes? Dayo Odangbo, I don't think he's got to be a double-digit sack guy, but you get consistent heat on the quarterback. And where is that depth? Are there other guys that emerge? We know we can count on Andrew Billings, but beyond him, a lot of unproven commodities that you're hoping will begin to flash on a more consistent basis. So I'm not ready to put QB in there yet, not ready to put D-line in there yet. The only other one I gave serious consideration to, if I did a top four, I would have put linebacker in there. That would be the next position group, because I do like. Now, I'll say this, Tremaine Edmonds has underwhelmed through his first couple of seasons with the Bears. He's been good, but not elite. I do believe this Dennis Allen defense, and frankly, just the way he's being coached, the attack mentality that this staff kind of demands of their players, I believe we're prepared to see the best version of Tremaine Edmonds that we've seen so far in his time with the Bears. And we already know TJ Edwards brings it on a consistent basis, referenced earlier, Noah Sewell. If he's that third linebacker, the linebacker position would be the one I'd probably put at number four with how confident I am in that position group. Or, I mean, frankly, place kicker. You could argue place kicker should have been in the top three somewhere.
That's a good one, too.
I really like Cairo Santos.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one guy in one spot. I'm looking for more of a full unit.
I like all that, Anto. I feel good about that. I was going to say real quickly, I actually kind of really like this Bears defense. I think if some things break their way, this could be with Dennis Allen. Like Kyler Gordon's so interesting. Tremaine Edmonds is a guy that, like, if you're using the right way, could be crazy athletically. Like, there's a lot of cool pieces on this team if used right.
I agree. I mean, the coaching staff, you coach them up and get the best out of them. And then, you know, it's almost like we were talking about with the Cubs during the first half of the Cubs season. You have so many guys playing either at their peak or even beyond what we've ever seen them do before. How sustainable is it? If this Bears defense is really going to turn into one of the best in football, There's a lot of these same guys that were on the defense last year. I mean, even like Andrew Billings, we kind of point to the run defensive struggles as them not having Andrew Billings. The run defense was actually struggling the first few weeks of the season, too, when Andrew Billings was a part of it. Now, we all think he's a really good football player and a great run stuffer, and he's shown himself to be that. But there's a big leap that I think they'll all need to take, not only the new guys, but the guys who are already pre-existing here, for this really to become consistently one of the better defenses in the league, because that's where you got to be. That consistency has to show up if you're going to be in the top 10, even top 5. They can talk about those being their goals, but it's pretty lofty by comparison to where a lot of these guys were last season. So we'll watch it closely and see how that part ends up playing out. I myself had a bit of a traumatic moment that took place shortly before I came on the air today, and also next week with my work schedule coming up. I want to update you on a couple of things. Some things that happened today and some things that are going to be happening in the future next week as we get ready to close out this Thursday evening with you here. One segment to go. I'm Anthony Herron, and this is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
So this being week zero of college football means there's a few games that are taking place out there right now, but the full slate of the schedule will start next week. So as many of you might know, my work schedule, things tend to pick up quite a bit this part of the year. And I swear, any of you who do happen to see me in public, and this is the part of the year where, I always tell people, I get noticed enough where it's flattering, but not so much where it's annoying or anything like that. But I can look a little, mean or imposing or something like that if I'm not walking around with a big grin on my face. But don't feel like, unless you just see me like in mid-bite if I'm at dinner with my family or something like that, don't feel like you're bugging me too much. But I appreciate the sentiments and the folks who run up who are really excited to talk about the Bears and the football season and whether it's, you know, hearing me or seeing me on the score or seeing me on Fox 32, all that is very fun and flattering and appreciated. So tomorrow night I'll be back on Fox 32, and the response to our coverage so far this preseason has been really strong, and that's appreciated. I have a great time with Luke Kanellis and Cassie Carlson and a lot of the fun stuff we get to do there, and Tina Wynn. We get to the regular season. Tina's going to be a part of the coverage as well. So that's been, you know, really cool, especially back-to-back home games. And so the excitement and the energy at Soldier Field is just always really cool to be a part of, and there'll be more of that to come. I don't even know what's public about that right now, so I won't say too much about that as it relates to what we do over at Fox 32. But for tomorrow night, we'll be in studio as the Bears are going to be on the road facing the Chiefs. So our coverage is going to start at 6:30 on Fox 32 for the pregame, and then game will be played, and then we'll have postgame coverage coming up after that as well. From a work perspective and the rest of the stuff that I'll be doing throughout the week with week one of college football coming up, and I'll try to do better about keeping everybody updated. And on, you know, Twitter and Instagram at Big Ant Heron. But so I've got a couple of games on the Big Ten Network, a Thursday night game. I'll be at Wisconsin at Camp Randall, which is going to be rocking as the Badgers open up the season. There's a lot of questions about where things sit with Luke Fickell going into his third year leading the Badgers. So I'm really looking forward to calling that one on Thursday night to open up the season and the coverage. And then on Saturday, I'll be at Purdue, where Barry Odom is going to have his very first game leading the Boilermakers on the Ross Aid Stadium and seeing if they can get their season off on the right note. And then from there, I'm actually going to head to Canton. I've got the Black College Hall of Fame Classic for Westwood One. I'll be on the radio for that one. That one's got Virginia Union and Miles College taking each other on. It's a game I've been doing for a few years in Canton on that first Sunday, the week one Sunday of the college football season. It's a great way to just go and experience Canton, see the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and get to call that game for Westwood One. So really busy week for me next week. And like I mentioned when I was in transition with Lawrence Holmes before I got on the air tonight, you'll hear me with Loho. I'll be filling in with him next Tuesday, as apparently Spiegs is on Rumspringa or something like that, whatever he's going to be doing throughout the week next week. So that'll be the next time that you'll hear me in any extended fashion on the station here. But haven't got to do like a full 3 hours solo on an evening shift on the score for a while. So it was good to stretch my legs, get into football mode here. Talk a lot of baseball because everything with Kyle Tucker right now has folks pretty worked up. But my thanks to Bruce Levine. My thanks to Kevin Fishbane. My thanks to Matt Fortuna. And my thanks to Vinny Duber, of course. Thanks to my guy Sean Sears as well. And as always, appreciations and salutations for all of you listening into my time with you here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.